Thank you for contacting provider services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Provider.
If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone. If you are an AmeriHealth CareCost provider, say AmeriHealth.
Keystone.
If you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid. If you are a Medicare provider, say Medicare. If you are a community health
Medicaid.
Care provider, say... That's Medicaid. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. How may I help you? Say things like claim status, prior authorization, claim payment, or check eligibility.
Service coordination.
All right. To help you further, please say or enter your MPI. Sorry, I did not understand your response. Please say or enter your 10-digit MPI. Sorry, I did not understand your response. Let's transfer you to a representative for assistance.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you. Thank you for calling Provider Services. All of our representatives are busy assisting other callers. Please have your provider number ready for the next available representative. Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby. We apologize for the delay. Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us. All children over age 2 need yearly well-child checkups with their doctor. Call today to make checkup appointments for all your children. Women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a pap test. We apologize for the delay. Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us. If you're diabetic, is your A1C below 7? If not, call your doctor today to find out simple ways you can get your diabetes under control. All children and adults should have a dental checkup at least once a year. Call today to make dental appointments for everyone. We apologize for the delay. Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us. Strange but true. When you're pregnant, taking good care of your teeth and gums helps protect your baby. Talk to your OB doctor about dental care. See your dentist in the second trimester. Children age. We apologize for the delay. Please continue.
No, it's 12.
It is important to us.
At least once a year for a checkup. Call today to schedule your teen's checkup. Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor. We apologize for the delay. Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us.
Do you have asthma?
Using a controlled medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors. We apologize for the delay. Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us. Here. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2. We apologize for the delay. Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us. Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby. We apologize for the delay. Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us. Well, child checkups with their doctor. Call today to make checkup appointments for all your children. Women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a Pap test.
Thank you for calling Provider Service. My name is Jonette. May I please have your first name?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Erica Lawson. I should be as in boy, calling in from Family First Care.
Your call, your last name initial?
B as in boy.
Telephone number?
267-551-7423, no extension.
That's 267-551. What was the last four numbers?
7423.
NPI.
Our NPI gives us trouble. I can provide you a tax ID.
Or the you have a provider ID?
Yes. Provider ID is 307-828-94.
And what's the last four numbers of your tax ID?
3555.
Name of the provider?
Family First Care, LLC.
Member's ID?
I have the Medicaid ID, and it is, one moment. Medicaid ID is 860-108-8381.
Name, date of birth.
Walter Knight, date of birth, August 8th, 56.
I'm sorry, what was the name?
Walter Knight.
And a date of birth?
Date of birth is August 5th, 1956.
And do they have any other insurance?
No, not that I know.
Date of service?
Date of service was supposed to be today, 2/18.
The reason for your call today?
So I'm calling to check on the status of the authorization. We were informed by the service coordinator that we were supposed to be starting today. However, we haven't received anything on our end, so I need to know what's the hold up on the auth to begin services.
Okay. Can I say it went and can you please hold?
Yes, no problem.
Doctor, as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby. All children over age 2 need yearly well child checkups with their doctor. Call today to make checkup appointments for all your children.
Thank you for holding. This is for our home care?
Yes.
Did you contact the service coordinator?
Yes, I contacted the service coordinator, but she didn't answer.
Okay. Let me see if I can find this. Oh, the service coordinator has. And see if there's an off on file. Can you please hold?
Okay, no problem.
All children and adults should have a dental checkup at least once a year. Call today to make dental appointments for everyone in your family. Strange but true. When you're pregnant, taking good care of your teeth and gums helps protect your baby. Talk to your OB doctor about dental care. See your dentist in the second trimester. Children aged 12 to 20 are changing at a fast pace.
Thank you for holding. Can you please continue to hold?
In checkup. Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram. Do you have asthma?
Thank you for holding. The service coordinator I have is Ann Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Is that the person you have?
Yes, and I reached out to her supervisor as well, Chelsea Miranda.
Okay. Personal assistant for the name of your facility is First Registry. It looked like it was a crew. Wait a minute, let me see if there's process approved. Authorized units is personal. Let me see something. Let me check another, because it looked like it was approved. What date of service? Because I have, it was for date of service, it was approved 2/14/2026 to 2/28/2026 for 300. Then I have from 3/1/2026 to 3/31/2026 for 620.
So when we spoke with Ann yesterday, she said a new auth was submitted effective tomorrow, which is today, and she stated she'll ask your supervisor.
So that will be. That's the one that was. That's the one. It looked like it was approved. It says approved. Decision approved. For 2/14/2026 to 2/28/2026. And the number of unit authorized units is 300.
Okay, is there a way for
so are you requesting more?
No, we're just requesting for us to receive it on our end because we don't have anything. We're not authorized. We don't have an auth. We don't see it on HHA. There's nothing that has been sent to us yet.
I'm just looking at the notes and service detail on here. Let me see. Did they send it to you? This is probably okay. Is this family? And let's see here. Okay. Yeah, authorization department haven't finalized, but it looked like you, the case manager did put it in.
Okay, no problem.
I can give the assign because they haven't even assigned an authorization number yet, but it has been put in. They just haven't finalized everything. It looked like the service coordinator, she approved it. However, she sent it to the authorization department. They just haven't updated it yet. And what I can give you the authorization number, and you can check the status of it. I don't know what they're looking for, but their telephone number is 800-521-6622.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
But like I said, they approved the service coordinator. She did send that in to the authorization department. They just haven't finalized or anything like that. And I do see a CERT number, but there's nothing on here. The CERT number is 926-0205-2282.
Thank you.
And I think you're just waiting for the authorization department to finalize it. That's what you're waiting for.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can check with them with the number I just gave you to see when will they finalize that.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. I appreciate the assistance.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that'll be all for today.
My name is Jonette. And my name is Jonette. Thank you for calling Keystone First Community Health Choice. You have a good day.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.